WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program, a day in which we are back in the studio after broadcasting yesterday from the New Bedford Regional Airport and taking the very first flight from New Bedford to Boston and from Boston to New Bedford. And we will talk about that, but thank you to everybody who made yesterday happen. That includes Kristen, who works here, who set it all up. That includes the folks over at Cape Air, who worked it all out with her. That includes New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo for filling in for me, and Jillian Pyers for joining him. Also, thanks to Matt Barth for helping out and producing over there, and Chris McCarthy for coming over there. I think it sounded pretty good, minus not having the phones, which just whole thing, when you log in remotely to answer the phones, there's one button that can accidentally lock you out of the computer. And of course, I must have hit that. I don't remember hitting it, but I must have hit that. So I have the IT folks looking into it to make sure that we can maybe disable it so it doesn't happen again. But they got them up and running during Chris's show. So that's what matters. The problem is the people who can do it, they don't start as early as we do. So not the best system, but we deal with the cards. We play with the cards we're dealt with. So it was a great time yesterday. Getting to go on that flight was pretty cool. I was watching the back of my head on the newscast last night, loading onto the plane. But what's interesting about it is it's so quick that even if you are someone who doesn't like small planes, if you're like, I don't think I can do a small plane, it's over in 15 minutes. But for those, and I'm not somebody that loves heights, but I have no problem with it whatsoever. I mean, I don't have any issue with airplanes anyway, but I was excited for this because it was going to be lower and I could see more, and I definitely could. So I wrote an article, 5 takeaways from the first flight, and that was one of them, is it's basically an aerial scenic tour of southeastern Massachusetts. And I could imagine in a couple of more weeks when the leaves turn, it's going to look even better up there. But I think also folks understand that this isn't something that everybody is going to utilize. You know, and I've seen a lot of the comments online. I'd rather just take the train. Okay, well, then go ahead. That's why the train is here. So that you have that option, so that you have that choice. Some people say, I'd rather not spend an hour and a half on a train to get to Boston, to South Station, and then get on another train that takes me to the airport, and then get from the train station at Logan to whatever gate I have to go to. Some people would, you know, rather have that time back here at home. And the way this shakes out, because it's so quick, if you have a 10 o'clock flight in Boston, if you're taking a 10 a.m. flight out of Boston somewhere else, you could get on that 8 a.m. flight in New Bedford by arriving in New Bedford at 7:30, going through TSA here, getting on that plane for an 8:15 takeoff. You could probably even get here at 7:45, but you want to have time to make sure you check in at the Cape Air desk, and then be in Boston by 10 minutes to 9 and still have an hour in the airport to get yourself some breakfast or something. Get to your other gate for your other flight. It's not for everybody, but for a lot of people, it'll be perfect. So would I do it? Absolutely. So I get booked a lot for paranormal things that are in other parts of the country. And part of my arrangement with those is they pay for my travel. And that means that they've got to cover my parking at the Logan Garage. And if I told them, well, you know, oh, you want me to go for 5 days? Well, that's going to be about $200 in parking, or you can pay $200 to just have me fly, you know, to from New Bedford to Boston and Boston to New Bedford. They'd say, well, whichever you want to do. And if you're going to pay that same amount of money or more to park, it might make sense for you too. Now, one of the things that I was surprised to learn, I was like, okay, well, I put my backpack in this compartment on the wing, and Kristen put her bag in the compartment on the wing, and then it looked pretty full, and they maybe have another compartment on the other wing, but, you know, it's not a lot of space for luggage. And as it turns out, there's a lot of space for luggage on these planes. You just don't see it all. So if a family is going on a trip and they've each got two big suitcases, they can handle that. So it was just a really interesting experience to learn a lot of the things and eliminate some of the preconceived notions I had about what this route was going to be all about. So if you go to WBSM.com or the WBSM app, you can see we made a couple of videos. Takeoff, landing. We made a fun Wes Anderson style video. And I put a photo gallery of what it was like being in the plane and on the flight to try to give you some sense of it. I theoretically could have just taken out my phone and videotaped the entire flight because it was that quick. But when you do that, you know, people want to have conversations and stuff, and they're not worrying about, you know, cameras rolling and all that kind of stuff. And I didn't know if, you know, some folks might be not having the best time in the air. It turns out everybody did. But, you know, you never know how people are going to handle it when they get up there. But it was an excellent experience. 10 out of 10. Would do it again. And would recommend it to you if you need to get to Boston and you're going to be shelling out any kind of money. Parking, Uber. I mean, I guess you're going to save money if you take the train, but you're certainly not going to save time. And you can even see the photo of when we flew over the traffic. A couple of times we flew over gridlock traffic, and it was at times, you know, obviously 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 to 9 o'clock, you expect there to be traffic on the expressway. But then we were coming back at 1 o'clock and there was gridlock, and why? Maybe a crash or something. But you expect that at that time you'd be able to just leave Boston and come home, but nope. So why deal with that uncertainty, you know? And I thought that the Cape Air staff was amazing. When you walk through, and TSA in New Bedford was amazing. When you walk through there, you know, you got to do the usual, take off your belt and take out your phone. You don't have to take your shoes off. Put your bag, your luggage, that's going through the machine too. And then you walk through the metal detector. They're getting one of those newfangled machines where you hold your arms up over your head and it spins around, but they don't have that yet. So they just have a regular magnetometer. So you go through that. And then that's it. You just wait by the door until they say, okay, come on out. Time to get on the plane. And someone actually escorts you over to the plane, helps you load your bag into the storage area. You get up into the plane, pick your seat, no assigned seats. Buckle up your seatbelt. The captain goes over a quick safety check, and before you know it, you're already up in the air. 15 minutes later, you're starting your landing in Boston. And it was funny because here we are in this small Cessna plane from Cape Air going down the runway with giant JetBlue jets going by in front of us. And at one point, we're following behind one, taxiing down the runway. And then when you get over to your gate, and first of all, you don't have to wait forever like you do on a regular plane for everything to line up for you to get out. So when you get off the plane, there's someone there who then escorts you across the tarmac to the door to get inside the terminal. And then when you're going back, same thing. Someone escorts you, and we got to walk all down the tarmac of Logan to get to our plane. We felt like, you know, rock stars, like we were flying private. One thing that you do have to know is you will have to put your phone in airplane mode, and you can't have your phone out when you're on the tarmac. So you have to secure it away when you're on the tarmac. Safety reasons, legal reasons, all of that kind of stuff. But other than that, you know, pull out your phone while you're up in the air and take plenty of photos and videos because you're going to have a good time. So we will draw our winner later today for the Cape Air passes, and we'll let you know if you are the winner. So technically, you still have a chance to get in there and enter. We just didn't get a chance to select the winner yesterday. By the time we were going to select it with the Cape Air folks, but by the time we got back, they were busy. So we said, all right, we'll just hold off and we'll pick a winner today. So you've still got a chance this morning to enter to win those Cape Air passes. We will also have our Money Talks cash codes for you today, starting at 8 a.m., 10 new codes today to try to win $1,000. And also, don't forget those bonus chances. When you go to the Money Talks page, you can also like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Instagram. You can go to our YouTube channel. All those things that will earn you bonus entries. Plus a few other things there to do as well. And Money Talks on WBSM is brought to you by Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. You know what you could be doing with that $1,000? You could be getting yourself a flight to Boston. You could be getting yourself a flight to somewhere else too from Boston and taking a little vacation for yourself. Right now, though, I'm going to take my first break of the morning. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And we will be right back.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partner.
You're listening to The Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
And welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment with Mike Roberts, and then we can talk with you. 508-996-0500, app chat, and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And a really weird story up there for you as well. A woman in Pembroke, a 75-year-old woman who was abducted from outside of a restaurant. So she was out having dinner at the 99 in Pembroke, and she forgot her phone and her wallet. So she went back to the restaurant to try to get them, and the restaurant had already been closed. There was a guy outside who said, "Well, I work here as a valet," which, you know, should have been the first tip off that something was wrong, because I've never had valet parking at the 99. But and so he said, "You know, I work here. I can get you in the back door." And he got into the driver's seat of her car and said he was going to drive her around back, and instead took off with her and drove her all the way to Rhode Island and told her that he was going to have her perform lewd acts on him and that he had a gun if she didn't do them. And when they got to, the woman wasn't sure, either Providence or Johnston, Rhode Island, they stopped at an intersection, and that's when she got out of the car and ran. And he got out, he took the keys out of the car and threw the keys, and he took off. So now she's stranded in Rhode Island trying to find her keys, was eventually able to get home and reported the incident to Pembroke police. So you can read all the details. That's kind of the thumbnail sketch of what happened. But you can read all the details at WBSM.com and the WBSM app. But apparently this guy had been taking ride shares to different restaurants and bars in Pembroke. And it's like he was looking for his opportunity to do this, allegedly. So, again, you can read that there. And we can talk more about it coming up. But right now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
The governor of California approving deployment of emergency resources, a suspect charged in a North Carolina shooting, and the safest state for dating.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The National Guard is expected to arrive in Memphis sometime this week. Agents from over a dozen federal agencies will be in town to help local law enforcement fight crime. The deployment will be a phased approach, according to Republican Governor Bill Lee. Some agencies will be arriving as soon as today. Memphis Mayor Paul Young says he hopes the deployment will help with the ongoing crime-fighting efforts. Governor Newsom has approved the deployment of emergency services as weather patterns hit California.
Essential firefighting resources will be sent to Nevada County to address critical fire weather concerns and red flag warnings. Additional resources will also be sent to San Bernardino County to prepare for heavy rain that could cause mudslides in areas affected by recent fires. The National Weather Service has issued flood watches for parts of Southern California, including San Bernardino, Riverside, and San Diego counties. I'm Dina Kodiak.
The suspect in a fatal shooting at a North Carolina waterfront bar is being held without bail. 40-year-old Nigel Edge made his first court appearance yesterday. He's been charged with murder and attempted murder for allegedly opening fire on the bar in Southport from a boat. Three people were killed, eight others wounded. Police are describing the attack as highly premeditated. Community advisory boards in New York City are saying no to a Coney Island casino, but yes to a casino in the Bronx.
Did it vote? The application has been approved.
The vote was 5-1 on Monday. Bally's bid for the $4 billion casino on the site of the former Trump Links golf course in Pelham Bay. The state makes the final decision later this year. As many as three downstate casinos could be built. Other applications moving forward are Resorts World Casino at Aqueduct and MGM's Empire City bid in Yonkers. Mets owner Steve Cohen also has a bid for a casino near Citi Field. That's going before a Queens community board tonight. Some USPS services will cost more this holiday season. Price hikes for Priority Mail, Priority Mail Express, Parcel Select, and UPS Ground Advantage services will take effect on Sunday. The increases will range from 40 cents to $7. The sheriff, who led an Amber Alert search for a missing teenager last week, now says the boy faked his disappearance and could face consequences.
According to Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods, 17-year-old Caden Spate bought a bicycle and camping gear before texting his parents claiming he was shot Thursday, then shot himself with his own gun before letting himself be found the next day. Detectives are still investigating, but not with an interview.
His parents refused to allow my detectives to speak with him.
Woods says the teenager could face criminal charges and he may seek reimbursement for search costs.
I can tell you those items are not off the table at this point.
I'm Gordon Bird.
YouTube is agreeing to pay millions of dollars to settle a lawsuit brought by President Trump. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Google-owned company will pay $24.5 million related to the suspension of Trump's account after the January 6th Capitol riot. The settlement makes YouTube the final big tech company to settle a trio of lawsuits Trump brought against social media platforms after leaving the White House. Meta agreed to pay $25 million in January. X paid $10 million. This year's Thanksgiving turkey may be a little bit more expensive. The Iowa Department of Agriculture says turkeys with the bird flu in the Minnesota area also could bring the disease to turkey farms in other states as they migrate this fall. The H5N1 bird flu making the rounds in the Midwest after first showing up 3 years ago. Since an outbreak of the bird flu 10 years ago, the state says Iowa turkey farmers have taken steps to limit their flocks' contact with external birds. You're in luck if you're single and visit Vermont.
The website Privacy Journal says it's the safest state in the country for online dating. The site considered the number of reported romance scams, ID theft, fraud, sex offenders, and STD reports per 1,000 population. Maine, New Hampshire, Iowa, and Kentucky took the next four spots. As for the most dangerous states to online date in, they were named as Nevada, Alaska, and Georgia in that order. I'm Chris Caraggio.
WBSM Sports.
MLB playoffs, Sox and Yankees wild card race tonight at 6:08.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Mostly cloudy today, 75. Staying cloudy tonight, 51. Partly sunny tomorrow. Much cooler though, only 61. Into the 40s at night, Wednesday and Thursday. 60 for your high on Thursday with partial sun, and up to 67 for Friday with a few clouds. Weekend so far looking very nice, mid-70s with sun. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Mike Roberts mentioned that it's going to be a nice weekend, and that means it's going to be really nice weather on Sunday for the Nicole Podkawa 5K walk and run, benefiting the South Coast Health Cancer Center and the families who are dealing with cancer. And what I like about it is every year it's a chance for people to get together and kind of motivate each other and support each other. And, you know, that means a lot as somebody who's been a patient at the South Coast Health Cancer Center. And so definitely, if you are someone who likes to get out and do these events, take part. You know, some folks don't even know what the 5Ks they're participating in raise money for. They just like to get out there and walk or run. And
Others do it because they firmly believe in the cause. No matter what your motivation, they still have room for you. You can go to southcoast.org and sign up there. It's actually southcoast.org/5K. You can sign up there. And if you aren't going to be able to walk or run, or you don't want to, then you can always support the race by making a straight donation to South Coast Health on that page. Or if you want, you can find my campaign and make a donation there. So I put a goal of $250 because that's the goal that it sets automatically when you register. And I think I got $50 in there so far. So if you want to make a donation, it goes directly to families that are dealing with cancer. So as we talked about with the folks from South Coast Health last week, that could be, you know, helping them pay some bills. That could be helping them with their rent. It's all the extra things. They can't actually utilize the money that they raise to pay for medical treatment because that would be a conflict of interest. So they raise the money and utilize that to help with all the other things that people struggle with when they're battling cancer. So, you know, having good food in the house, things like that. So you could always make a donation to my campaign, or if you don't want to do that, you can just donate straight. You don't have to be local to run or walk. You can do it virtually anywhere and still have a count. And there's still time for you to start your own team if you want and do as much fundraising as you can in the next couple of days. So again, southcoast.org/5K if you want to take part. And I will see you down there on Sunday. I may be a little grumpy when we get back, but I'm usually pretty tired. I've got a busy day Sunday because I'm doing a virtual paranormal conference. And my talk is at 1:15. So I got to finish this thing up, come back, shower, and then set up, you know, just because I don't want to be sweaty on camera, and then set up for that. So that should be a lot of fun. I'm going to be talking about fake lore and the paranormal. So fake lore are these stories that are made up that we don't have any proof of. You know, for example, the redheaded hitchhiker of Route 44 would be an example of fake lore because we don't really have, we can't point to exactly who that might be the ghost of. And so fake lore is a story that has been made up. You know, in old times, we would just call it folklore. But the difference is now with some of this fake lore is you have people that actually investigate it and look into it as if it is real. And some people think that ghosts in general are fake lore. And if that's the case, then why are people having these experiences and what are they experiencing? And so that's part of what this will be an examination of. And all the different possibilities of what it could be. So for those of you who think people are insane and it's all in their heads, well, that's going to be one of the things that we discuss as a possibility. Maybe you think people are misinterpreting other things that are going on and putting it into that lens, that narrative of being a ghost. Well, maybe it's that. We'll explore that possibility too. So it should be a pretty interesting talk, and you can check me out on social media for all the links to that. It's the Spectral Evidence Virtual Paranormal Conference. It goes for 3 days, and what I'm most excited about for all of this is one of the featured speakers is Laurie Cabot, the official witch of Salem. So I haven't seen her in years, and I've never seen one of her presentations, so I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Do you go to Salem this time of year, by the way? I've already seen my social media inundated with photos of people going up to Salem for the weekend, going up to Salem even during the week because they think it'll be less crowded and the people are already out. I've gone in October a couple of times, and it's kind of crazy. It's not as bad as I expected it to be, but I'm believe it or not a big Salem person. I don't see the appeal. I mean, I like going there and learning about the history, but I can do that in April or May when the crowds are less. I just don't see what the big deal is about Salem at Halloween time. But then again, you know, I'm not as into the witchy stuff as other things. You know, I'm not going up there and buying all the crystals and the rocks and all that kind of stuff and some of the other things that go on. But it is cool that the city, at least in a part of the city, embraces that, and that those folks have a a place to call home. It's almost like, you know, we could have something similar here in New Bedford. We have a witch community around here. In fact, the person that's putting on this event that I'm doing was best friends with somebody from New Bedford for many years who passed away. He was no longer with us, but... So there you go. I mean, there's connections there. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Let's take our next break here, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're waking up with the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. So the Red Sox and Yankees kick off the wild card series tonight. Maybe I'll watch it. I don't know. I don't really watch baseball anymore, but maybe I will. One of the things, though, is if you want to watch it, if you want to see the game, well, don't be jumping in the car now and start heading down to the Bronx, because according to WCVB, Ticketmaster is limiting who can buy tickets to the wild card series. So all three games are going to happen in New York. And in a warning on the Ticketmaster website, it says, quote, "Sales to this event will be restricted to residents of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania. Residency will be based on credit card billing address. Sales from outside of those areas will be canceled and refunded." Now, if you go to a third-party ticket seller, SeatGeek, StubHub, all those sites, they're not going to be restricting it, but you're going to be paying more money. So WCVB is looking for a response from Ticketmaster on this, but how ridiculous is that to say you've got to be from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or Pennsylvania? First of all, if you're going to say you got to be from Pennsylvania, you might as well say you could be from Rhode Island, right? But how infuriating would that be? First of all, that's shutting out the other team's fan base. I don't think I've ever heard of a sporting event where they've shut out the other team's fan base. Even, you know, there was a high school that's limiting who can go to the games. Great New Bedford Voc Tech is limiting who can go to the games. And they still allow for the fans of the other team to attend. So I don't know why Ticketmaster thinks that this is smart business, especially knowing that there are a number of people from Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut who are Red Sox. Well, I guess Connecticut people can buy it, but there are people from up here who are Red Sox fans that will think nothing of getting in the car and driving down to Yankee Stadium to see one of these games. I've done it. I've gotten in the car and driven to Yankee Stadium to see a game. Years ago, the old Yankee Stadium, my brother and I wanted to go to a Red Sox-Yankees game, could never get tickets at Fenway. We said, well, why don't we just go down to Yankee Stadium instead? We went to a Sunday afternoon game where, I don't know if they still have it in the new stadium, but in the old stadium, they had the $9 alcohol-free bleacher seats. My brother wasn't 21 yet, so he wasn't going to be buying any beer. And I said, well, I don't need to buy a beer. I can go to a game without buying a beer. So let's just get a couple of those seats. So we paid $18. I think it was like $28 altogether with all the fees and everything for each ticket. No. A little less than that, I think. But it was whatever. It was less than $50 to get the two tickets. And then whatever we paid for in gas. I mean, this again was years ago, so maybe $60 for a tank of gas. There and back. And then, you know, the only thing that it cost us was the time. And we had a great time driving down together. We left early on a Sunday morning, took the subway out to Coney Island. We parked right outside Yankee Stadium, which was a mistake, by the way, because when you get out of the game, that's impossible to get out of. It takes forever. But, you know, we parked right outside Yankee Stadium on street parking, took the train out to Coney Island, which was a ride unto itself, got some breakfast at Nathan's Hot Dogs, came back, checked out Ground Zero, visited that. I bought a Rolex off a guy on the street for $20, and we went to the stadium, watched the game, and had a great time. But now you can't do that, Red Sox fans, because you live in Massachusetts, and Ticketmaster says you can't do it. Absolutely ridiculous. Could you imagine if this happened with an NFL game? Or even an NBA game? How many times have you gone to a Celtics game and there's a big crowd of people? I mean, granted, they might be fans of the team that live here locally, but this is just stupid. Just stupid. And I would think maybe illegal. There's got to be some sort of illegality here. This can't be legal. To segregate the people who can buy the tickets, to limit the people who can buy tickets, this can't be. Come on. I hope that this was just like Ticketmaster's website got hacked and somebody's playing a prank. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me get my last break in for this hour. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. No, you don't need to send an SOS to the world, but you can send an app chat or an open line voicemail on the WBSM app, or you can call in 508-996-0500, and we will talk with you coming up. But we're going to be going into the news. We're going to get all your ABC national news, the latest on everything going on, the potential for the government shutdown, all of the generals gathering, all of that and more coming up in the ABC news. And then Mike Roberts has your local South Coast news. And we can talk about it on the other side at 508-996-0500.